This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studio. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at The D Lewis for real. At 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore owned X. Sorry. That's what happens when you ain't really slept and you just be go, go, go. You just kind of get a little silly. Welcome into the world of high school sports. We dive into this thing, man, every week. When we are afforded the opportunity, an opportunity that I'm always very gracious and thankful for. So, got my guy Sonny holding me down on the other side of the glass. We've been having some fun talking offline about a few things. Saw something interesting coming into the studio that I talked to Sonny about. And before we get into all that, coming up here in about 18 minutes from now, my guy Joel Hillsman, he's going to be joining us, Hillsman Heavy. Of course, you know, he covers high school hoops throughout the state of Georgia, not just the metro, state of Georgia. And with it being state championship time, tournament time, we always like to get Joel on as we dive into each and every round. So when, you know, tonight we'll talk about round one because all matchups should be pretty much in the books. By now, we had majority women on Tuesday, on yesterday. Tonight, majority men, but there were some women. And there were some women matchups yesterday, as some men matchups yesterday as well, I should say. But tonight, majority of the boys' games with a few of the women's games. And then that'll do it for round one. And then round two should be Friday and Saturday. Of this week, and then so that means by this time next week we'll be talking to Joel coming out of the quarterfinals. Yeah, the quarterfinals will be wrapping up, so we'll be getting ready for Final Four. And wow, man, it just flew by. So and that'll do it for winter sports, because of course last week, you know, we shouted out some of the winners from swimming, because the swimming state championships was last, you know, weekend. Not this past weekend, but the previous. So we talked about that last week. And then this past weekend, wrestling wrapped up, which if you may have missed it in the first segment, we shouted out a few of the winners, including Camden County, who now has won their 9th consecutive traditional state title. Just, that is amazing. Sonny, have you ever watched high school wrestling? Or, you know, like that style of wrestling? Because I know we're both fans of, like, you know, televised entertainment wrestling, but have you ever watched traditional wrestling, high school or collegiately?
My best friend in high school was the first girl at our high school to be on the wrestling team.
Oh, wow. Sweet. Congratulations on that. I mean, obviously back then, that was a big deal, obviously, which girls wrestling here in Georgia now has been sanctioned. I guess it's been about 5 years now, I feel like. I'm trying to think, did it happen before COVID or after COVID? I think it was after COVID for girls here in Georgia, if I remember correctly. But yeah, you're right. There's some phenomenal female wrestlers. I know the Carrollton team had these twins a few years ago that were really phenomenal. Can't remember their names. If you know who I'm talking about, please call up 404-726-0929. But they had a couple of a good program. They had a couple of young ladies that I got a chance to see. They were, I think they were twins. I know they were sisters, but I believe they were twins that were really good. So we've had some great female wrestlers as well, and their championships are all in the book. So anyway, all the wrestling is booked. Now all we've got left for winter sports is basketball. And so it's just, man, it's flying by. And believe it or not, spring sports are like, depending on which one, I mean, they're like, as far as actual competitions and competing, they're already like 2-3 weeks in. It's crazy how quick this school year has gone by. I mean, we're going to blink and it's going to be a wrap. We'll be in May, which baseball, soccer, lacrosse, baseball, tennis too. Yeah, they pretty much all wrap up in May, but baseball usually goes the longest and is the last sport to wrap up. But before you know it, we're going to be talking about that. It's just so crazy how quickly it goes by. And then next thing you know, we'll be talking about the season getting ready to kick off with Corky Kell Classic. I mean, it just, that's how you know. You remember when you were a kid and you could literally like stare at clocks and it felt like days, hours, days. Everything just took forever to go by. And then all of a sudden, I don't know when, but you just, at some point in your adult life, it just, days go by so quick. I mean, it's just, they really say there's not enough time in a day. Like, that really is a true statement sometimes. Like, it really feels like that at times. So, anyway, real quick, let's talk about the girls first real quick, and then I'll talk about what I saw coming in. And, Sonny, you can weigh in, because I don't know. I put it on my Facebook. Well, you know what? I'll talk about it real quick. All right, so, today is Wednesday, February 19th, correct? Valentine's Day was Friday, February 14th. Now, there's always the joke like, hey, ladies, he don't call you on Valentine's Day. You know that means you the side piece, you boo number two, blah, blah, blah. You know. It's a thing. It's a real thing. People really say that and believe in it. I mean, some people even live by it. But anyway, so tonight, as I'm parking to come in, let me get through this real quick. There's no need to stretch this out. I see a guy and a girl, and they look very more boyfriend-girlfriend-ish. They look real date-ish. You could tell it wasn't husband-wife type thing. And they were young. But they were, like, wrapping up their Valentine's date. Like, she had the big bouquet of roses, pink roses, with the happy Valentine's Day on them. And at first I thought, it's a little date. But then I thought about the date. But like what day and date it was. And I'm like, so I'm just wondering, like, was that a case, Sonny, of the dang, you might not be, could it really have been a case of, listen, our schedules just don't, I mean, they're young, man. They're young. They were young. They had to be like mid-20s.
Just on the outside looking in and knowing what I know in my life, it could have been one of those, all right, if we really got to do this, let's go ahead.
But what are we talking about 5 days later? We're literally talking about almost a week later. Like Friday one week.
He probably had a good reason for why he couldn't do it Friday, and he tried to just get it skipped altogether, and she was like, no, we're doing something on whatever your next available day is, and it just so happened to be today.
That's a long time, Sonny. That is a long time. You're right. I don't want to be, I shouldn't try to pass judgment. But just coming from my perspective, you know, I'm old, I'm 50. Like, I know how the fellas thought. I know the fellas, I know how the actions used to go. I know where the priorities used to be. And that just don't seem like a priority. I mean, maybe she is. Again, I don't want to pass judgment, but 5 days later, whew.
I mean, because honestly, if she's accepting it 5 days later,
that's on her. Again, shame on her.
Yeah, not passing judgment, but I mean, what does that say about her that this is an acceptable gift?
All right, we're going to move on. All right, I say all that to say, young men, all my prep student athletes out there, if she's the one, treat her like the one. Don't treat her like the two or the three. You know.
Or the five.
Or the five. Or the four or the five. You know. The OG in me will say, focus on your craft right now. Don't even worry about trying to have a squad, because that's what it really used to be. That's what we used to call it. We used to try to have a squad. You don't need to try to have a squad, fellas. It's not worth it. It's a lot of paychecks you got to cut if you make it. Anyway, let's talk about girls' hoops and what's going on in the GHSA State Championship Tournament. On the girls' side, like I said, a majority of round one games wrapped up yesterday, but there were a handful tonight. And we'll go ahead and see. They should have the brackets accurately filled out. It's iffy, but as I look up the bracket or pull the brackets up, there were some notable games or notable wins that I saw when I was just kind of doing some homework and getting ready for the show. And first of all, shout out to Jenkins out of Savannah, and also Ace Charter. Both programs winning their first round matchups, but it was for both programs their first time winning a playoff game. And for Jenkins in particularly, I want to say that school has been around, I think they said, since the 50s. 1950s, and this is their first time getting out of the first round. So congratulations to the both of them. But a notable win was Archer, who, I had Sanaya Sharper on of the Archer Tiger, Lady Tiger. She was on the show about 2 weeks ago. But as a three seed, they defeated Campbell. Campbell just kind of struggled, unfortunately, down the stretch of the season. They lost the regular season finale to Hillgrove, and then they would turn around and lose the region championship, the region tournament championship to Hillgrove as well. And that continued into the playoffs, unfortunately, for them. But phenomenal team. Campbell's going to be all right. They're going to be all right next year. But unfortunately, it was Archer getting the best of them, 57-45. I believe it was a game that Archer led the entire time. So up next for Archer is going to be North Forsyth. Another notable win, Calhoun defeating Oconee County, 56-37. Oconee County was the number 9 team in their classification, and now Calhoun will get ready for the winner of Pickens and Howard. So those were a couple of notable wins. And then now, as I said, there were some notable matchups that were already lined up that I was like, ooh, that's going to be good, including Maynard Jackson, who's the defending. Well, they won it in 5A last year, but this year they're a 4A team. Excuse me, they're a 4A team, but they're going to take on also a 4A team in, 3 years removed from their last state title. They're going to take on Kale. I love that matchup. Both programs I've watched now, consistently over the last couple of years. They're both coached very well. That's going to be a good game. That's how I'm going to do this. You want to see some games? Here's some games I think you should go see. Maynard Jackson versus Kale. Now, again, Maynard Jackson defending champs. Hasn't been the year they've wanted it to be. Tough region for them. In fact, they're in that region with Creekside, who Creekside just on fire this year. Meanwhile, Kale, they'll be heading into that matchup with 13 straight wins. So a lot of momentum riding behind Kale. So if you're looking at some of the girls' side, you really like girls' hoops, that's a good matchup you can check out. That's a 4A matchup. Also, another 4A matchup is Midtown, who was the runner-up last year in 5A. They're going to take on Dalton. Tri-Cities and Milton. Milton's won 9 in a row. These two teams kind of come in mirroring each other. Both have had 5 or 6 losses total on the regular season. But again, Milton with a little bit more momentum behind him with 9 straight wins. Tri-Cities down the stretch, kind of just up and down, up and down, but still only ended up with 6 total losses. So that is another matchup I'm very intrigued to see. And then finally, Hillgrove, who I was there when they beat Campbell for the regular season finale, they'll take on Brookwood. I think that's another nice matchup that you you could check out, and that'll be a 6A second round game. I don't have any time, but just so you know, a couple other games that should be worth your watch will also be Norcross and Newton. Newton's got a young team. I really like that young team. They're fast. They get after it. They play, you know, hard and fast on both ends of the court. That should be a good game in 6A. North Paulding and Carrollton, that's another matchup that, you know, I think, if you're looking for some good girls matchups, that's another one you can kind of check out as well. And let me throw one more out there for you because we got to get to break here. But Sandy Creek and Luella. Sandy Creek's got a freshman. I think I told you about this young lady. I'm drawing a blank on her name right now. But this young lady is phenomenal. And Luella, of course, man, they've been chopping at the bit trying to get there. They've been consistently been in the playoffs now. Shout out to Coach Brown down that way. But that's another good matchup that you can check out. That's a 3A matchup. That might be the one I go see because I've kind of seen Sandy Creek a little bit this year, but I haven't seen Luella this year in particular. So there you go. Up next, my guy, Joel Hillsman. We're going to do the same thing, but we're going to let him spill the beans. Not spill beans, but we're going to let him do the deep dive on the boys' side. It's coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.